According to the Holy Quran, the Holy Quran gives the idea that the day of resurrection would come maybe after millions of years from now on, much after the world has been destroyed. Not exactly close to the 7,000 years end, but according to the version of the Holy Quran, the day will be so far removed that you can't imagine how far it will be removed. How the Holy Quran describes it is a very beautiful way. The Holy Quran tells us that on the day of resurrection, people would be talking to each other and guessing how long did we tarry on earth. And by that impression, it can be meant that how long man as such tarried on earth. When they said we, they were not talking individually, but we as people, as men, how long did we have, what period were allotted to us to say, you know, as a matter of saying. The answer which was given to them by each other was that according to the Holy Quran, some said perhaps a day, and the other said perhaps a part thereof. And Allah knows best that was it a part thereof or even a smaller fraction. Now, if you are very much removed from a place, you see that place tiny. If you are removed from stars, however big they are, they appear to be very small to you. Similarly, the distance in time creates the same disillusion. This is the same illusion. When you are removed far away in time and you look back, things which took quite a long time appear to you to be just passing moments. Even in this life, like the poets tell you, that the nights of meeting, when we look back, they appear so small that it is just, you know, it's transient moments, fleeting moments. So that shows that the distance between the day of resurrection and the time when we tarried on this earth will be so big that looking back at that time, the whole span of mankind on this earth would appear like not only a day, but a part thereof. That is the style of the Holy Quran of describing things. And if you concentrate on it and go deeper into the Holy Quran, you will find new words of meaning appearing from within. So that shows that the day of resurrection will not take place after 7,000 years. Maybe the man has been destroyed, and still the development time which is required for a soul to come to its own is much larger, much bigger, and still the people have to wait. What is happening or what will happen is that the soul will pass through a period of development in after which it will take its independent existence of a new form. And this soul which we hold today will become body, some sort of, and a new soul will emerge from that. Now, that is not a matter of minutes or hours or years or even centuries. That is a process which is going to take very long. You know, when God developed man from amoeba, it took billions of years to develop you in this form from an amoeba. Took about 2 or 3 billion years. So how could you expect that beautiful creation, which is called the creation after death, to have taken place in a matter of minutes? You die here and you are given a new shape. This is not going to happen. Alam-e-Barzakh is that period in which you go through a process of development. And those who are closer to Allah, who live with Allah on this earth, In their cases, because the development had already been taken place, so the process would be expedited. But in ordinary cases, it will not be that fast. Still, even the prophets, even the those people who are closest to Allah, for them to reach that final consummate stage of perfection, after which this this reckoning will be held, that will take a very long period.